viikon albumi.
Kyseessä on suomalais-tanskalais-englantilainen yhtye, jossa vaikuttaa siis animaatiohahmot, jotka kantavat nimiä Chubby Cherry, Goldie Fox ja Dynamink. Vuonna 2011, eli pari vuotta sitten, julkaistiin bändin ensimmäinen sinkku, josta tuli aika iso hitti Ode to the Bouncer, jonka musiikkivideo esitteli myös samalla nämä animaatiohahmot, eli yhtyeen jäsenet. Nyt viikonalbumin haastattelussa Studio Killersin laulajatar Chubby Cherry kertoo hittibiisi Ode to the Bouncerin synnystä ja siitä, missä vaiheessa yhtye oikein saisit idean kokonaisen studioalbumin julkaisusta.
The first song was a bit of magic, and we really didn't have an album in mind. It just sort of happened a little bit later on. We started writing the second song, and it led to a third song, and eventually we did have an album.
So when did you decide that this album will be released?
Well, you know, we hoped to release it as soon as possible, and when it was good and ready, and it actually was in December 2012, we still did the final little tweak on the mixing, and yeah, so 2.5 years in the making.
So first song that we're going to hear from the Studio Killers album is Ode to the Bouncer. This is the song that made Studio Killers famous in 2011. How did this song come together?
Well, you know, the Bipolar Bear heard this song, actually the backing track from Goldie Fox and Dynamink, and he thought it would be an excellent idea for me to get together with them. And, you know, it was great fun. That's basically how it got started.
Ja Studio Killers julkaisi tänä keväänä tommosen hyvin hanurisävytteisen ja hyvin kesäisen hitin nimeltään Jenny. Tuossa Jenny-biisissä tarinan kertoja tässä tilanteessa siis yhtyeen laulaja Chubby Cherry kertoo rakkaudestaan parasta ystävänsä Jennyä kohtaan. Ihan kohta viikon albumin haastattelussa Chubby Cherry kertoo, onko tää kappale kannanotto paljon puhuttaneeseen Tahdon 2013 -kampanjaan, mutta sitä ennen Chubby Cherry kuitenkin pohti, että loiko yhtyeen ensimmäinen hitti Ode to the Bouncer yhtyeelle paljonkin paineita.
Not really pressure, I would say it's more like enthusiasm. I mean, give us more. That's what we want. I mean, yeah, it's great inspiring success. Which just makes us want to do better, more bigger, more grander. I don't know, we want to blow your mind.
The second song we will be hearing from the album is Jenny. Jenny is the fourth single from the debut album, and it's a story of loving your best friend more than just friends love each other. So, Chubby Cherry, are you still in love with Jenny?
Well, I just hope Jenny's not listening. I'm hoping, I mean, honestly, it's a bit personal. I would say that we have some issues still.
So someone would think this song has something to do with homosexual marriages, one of the most discussed topics in Finland this year. How much do Studio Killers want to speak out these kinds of topics?
Well, you know, for us, love is love. So it shouldn't be, it's nothing to shy away from. That's what we would say.
So how did this song, Jenny, come together?
Well, it was actually one of the songs I started before Fox and Mink. Well, clearly because of the crush between Jenny and I. And it did change it along the way because they added some of their feelings about my feelings. And then it became kind of intriguing.
Studio Killers on julkaissut ennen tätä albumin julkaisua 4 sinkkua, joista kolmas oli All Men Are Pigs -niminen kappale. Seuraavaksi viikon albumin haastattelussa kuunnellaan tuo kappale ja yhtyeen laulajatar Chubby Cherry kertoo kappaleen lyrikoiden inspiraatiolähteestä. Studio Killersin jäsenten henkilöllisyys, se ei ole kenenkään tiedossa. Paljon aina arvailuja ja jopa semmosia tietoja, joita ei vaan virallistettu, niin on pyörinyt kyllä bändin ympärillä alusta asti. Pian Chubby Cherry paljastaa, kuka hän on. Ennen sitä Chubby Cherry kuitenkin kertoo, tullaanko yhtyettä koskaan näkemään keikoilla.
We hope so. I think world domination is always in our plans and in every aspect. We just, you know, want to turn up the music and make a riot on every street if we could possibly do it. Logistically, it's a bit complicated every now and then, us supposedly not being entirely trans-dimensional yet. In that way that you like to call us virtual. We have some issues on occasion, I guess. Some hurdles. But, you know, I've beaten up a bouncer. It should work out.
The audience knows only the characters of Studio Killers. When will you reveal your identities?
I can do it right now. I'm Cherry.
Okay, Cherry.
See, I again, I am who I am. I think that it's very difficult to talk about these things. Everybody always talks about, are you real? I would say I'm as real as I can be, as real as I'd like to be. And, well, a lot of... Ask the fans. I think they know me very well.
The next song we're hearing from the album is All Men Are Pigs. This song was the third single from the album. So, Chubby Cherry, have you ever met even one man who isn't a pig?
Well, I believe the mink is a mink and the fox is a fox. So they're not pigs, actually. If you would talk about this in generalization, we all kind of are pigs, all of us. And I don't mean men, perhaps, but perhaps mankind, more of a generalized thing. I mean, I would have to admit that I enjoy humping a leg or two on occasion.
Ja tänään tuolta levyltä kuunnellaan albumin päätösraita True Colors, joka on tämän levyn ainoa slovaribiisi. Chubby Cherry kertoo kohta syyn siihen, miksi biisi on laitettu tämän albumikokonaisuuden viimeiseksi kappaleeksi. Mutta ennen biisin kuuntelua Chubby Cherry kertoo, mitä Studio Killers aikoo tehdä tulevaisuudessa. Ja Chubby Cherry vastaa myös siihen, miltä tuntuu, kun bändiä on useasti verrattu gorillasiin.
I don't know that I'd ever want to be a monkey. We respect them. We think they're amazing. What they've done is brilliant. But really, I mean, we really are who we are. We're not really anyone else.
Yeah. So the album Studio Killers is now released. What will happen next?
Oh, I hope money, fame, sex,
all kind of cool stuff.
Lots of partying, champagne, drunken dreams. I don't know. I mean, we are trying to do a lot of things, and mostly what we'd like to do is to take you on an adventure with us.
The last song we're hearing from the album is True Colors, and I think it's the only slow tempo song on the album.
We actually had two slow tempo songs and we had two mid tempo songs, but it just ended up feeling like it would have mixed the whole dramatic storytelling of the album.
Okay. What's the story behind this?
It just is a very heartfelt, sad little tune. I mean, there's nothing... There's a lot of bittersweetness in ending anything. I believe this is such a perfect little end number to the whole album because it leaves you longing for something more.
Viikon albumi.